This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Koster. Ukraine's president is seeking to ease the rising tensions regarding the situation at his nation's border with Russia, as Moscow and Western powers trade accusations and issue warnings. Russian government spokesman Dmitry Peskov Tuesday said Moscow is watching with great concern following a U.S. move to put 8,500 troops on high alert for possible deployment to Eastern Europe. He continued to accuse the U.S. and its NATO allies of escalating tensions and referred to Western hysteria regarding the thousands of troops Russia has amassed on the border with Ukraine, which Moscow claims are for defensive purposes only. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Monday, if needed, the U.S. military personnel would be dispatched to Eastern Europe, where most of them could be activated as part of a NATO response, should Russia invade Ukraine. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has urged calm, saying the situation was under control and there's no reason to panic. He said there is no indication an invasion is imminent. Meanwhile, there's also indications diplomacy regarding the situation is not over. The Russian spokesman said Russian President Vladimir Putin would speak this week with the French President Emmanuel Macron. French officials say Macron will present a de-escalation plan to the Russian leader and the Ukrainian president. South Korea's military confirmed Tuesday North Korea had fired two cruise missiles into the sea off its east coast, Pyongyang's fifth missile test of the new year. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff did not specify the missile's range or trajectory, but said it was conducting an analysis together with U.S. authorities. So far this year, North Korea has fired eight missiles during five separate launch events. They included a tactical guided missile, two missiles North Korea has claimed were hypersonic missiles, and a test of a railway-launched missile system. Last week, North Korea also threatened to resume long-range missile and nuclear tests. This is VOA News.